Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Welcome to the theater of your mind. Please leave all anxieties and troubles behind and prepare yourself for the illumination of your imagination with more tall tales and short yarns. Created by Timothy Carroll and Eric Camilleri.
Hey-ho, yarnsters. Welcome back for some more tall tales and short yarns. Hey, by the way, if you haven't done so already, come and join us on Facebook, Tall Tales and Short Yarns. That's where you have to type into your device, hit the I'd like to be a member button, and you too can have all the fun that we have online. It's not always fun. Sometimes we talk about some really serious thinks, as a matter of fact. I'm sorry, I dropped my G then. Thinks! That happened again. That sort of stuff and everything is always happening to me. Let's get into today's story. It's called Ants. A-N-T-S. Ants. Kirby Dallmeyer felt that he had nothing much to say and certainly no story to tell. In Kirby's humble opinion, he had led a very ordinary life. Although, there had been that one time when he was a child when he had experienced the feeling of being quite apart from the ordinary. Kirby had only been about 5 or 6 years old and was in the kindergarten when the little bell had been rung to indicate that it was indeed time for the little children to have their play lunch. Aww. Kirby's teacher, the kindly Mrs. Lumpton, had given the children permission to stand and to come around from their little desks and to then form two straight lines at the front of the classroom. One line for the boys and one line for the girls. This was an integral part of the daily little lunch procedure. When the children had formed their lines and had quieted themselves to a whisper, Mrs. Lumpton would then lead them in a march out of the classroom doorway, turning left onto the open-aired balcony-style corridor, through another doorway, down some stairs, and into the large assembly hall, where all of the children's little school bags were neatly kept out of the way in a tidy line next to each other all the way around the walls of the large hall. However, this particular day, as the children were marched from their classroom, Mrs. Lumpton held up her hand to signify the children to stop at once, which of course they did. Mrs. Lumpton, with a twinkle in her eye and laughter in her voice, then said, "Look, children, look at all of the busy, busy little worker ants. Why, there must be thousands of them." The children did look, and they were all as equally as astonished and mesmerized as Mrs. Lumpton. "Look, children, they come all the way down the corridor and down the stairs. I wonder where they could all be going," said Mrs. Lumpton as she marched the children slowly onwards. Little Kirby Dallmeyer was the only person who wasn't laughing raucously, as the mystery of the ants' destination was finally solved. The parade of the tiny little ants, many thousands of them, did indeed continue down the long corridor, down the stairs, into the assembly hall, and across the polished and waxed timber floorboards. For some reason only known to them, they had chosen to ignore all of the little school bags other than the one belonging to poor little Kirby. You couldn't really see Kirby's bag as it appeared to move and vibrate in a fussy black cloud of ants. They had found Kirby's banana sandwich, which was inside of his bag, and they were now very busy removing it, tiny piece by tiny piece. They were transferring the little crumbs of the sandwich back to their ant's nest. As Mrs. Lumpton and the other children laughed, Kirby's poor little face turned a bright red from the shame and embarrassment that he felt, but he somehow managed to hold back the tears. No one ever thought to share their lunch with him, and poor Kirby never ate another banana in his life. Oh, that's the end of the story.
That actually happened to me, mate, not Kirby. That's my story, and I'm out of here. Bye.
The curtain now must fall upon the theatre of your mind. But until we meet again, just promise to be kind. Thanks for listening to Tall Tales and Short Yarns.